Sport Talk back with another episode. Today I'm with Sal.
What's up, yo?
And I got Zach back.
What's going on?
So we've had a interesting, I'd say, month of football.
Oh yeah.
And baseball.
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas.
Oh, word.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to everybody who got gifts and everybody who got cold.
Yeah.
Some people, especially in football, and some people in baseball, got some cold. They got some cold. All right, Danny, what are we talking?
Well, I know
you... What's going on in football? Because all I know is my boys keep rolling. And they just keep rolling and rolling.
We'll start with that, Cowboys versus Eagles.
What's that?
It's Cowboys versus Eagles.
Yeah, they made it look like a struggle. They should have, I think, how much was the point projection? Like, what was the betting odds that they were favored? Because I know Dallas was favored, basically, because of Hurts being out.
I think they were favored by, like, one.
So, they basically played exactly as they were projected to play.
Yeah,
and
basically.
They did. And I'm not to say impressed, but I'm glad that they won the game they should have won, especially after a bad week.
Mm-hmm.
That game against Jax did not end well. So, you know, that's all I know about football, man. You tell me the rest because, well, you had a sad week.
Fuck you.
Yeah, but it don't matter, really.
I'm not.
Any realistic chance, like, because the Cowboys lost against the Jaguars, it afforded the Eagles the ability to sit Hurts this week and not have to worry about it.
So,
if they won, this is a way closer division. What would it be? They would have one win. They would be ahead by one loss, technically.
Yeah.
But since they lost against the Jags, they're up two.
Yeah. Like, so if you didn't lose versus the Jags, you'd be 12. No. You'd be 11-3, and if you beat us, you'd have been 12-3, and we would have been 13-2.
Right,
I think.
What I'm saying. So you would have been.
so you would have been below one game.
We would have been only within one.
Yeah.
If we didn't lose that game.
Exactly.
I think that this was a huge, a huge week for Philly to just take it easy and really push for the end of the
game. Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I feel like we could have beat Dallas, but, like, we had four turnovers, which killed us. Especially at the end of the game. Miles Sanders fumbled. I think there was another fumble. No, interception from Minshew threw the ball to Quez Watkins, and there was fucking, I think it was Curse who just ripped out of Quez Watkins' hands, and, yeah, that was just a menace.
I didn't get to see the end of the game. What happened with the fumble? Forced, or was it just like a...
Nah, it was a miscommunication of the handoff.
Oh, jeez.
So, he handed it off, and as soon as he went to go rip it down, it just popped out. So, I listened to a lot of people, and they were like, those two interceptions don't happen in Hurts' plays.
Right, exactly.
And that fumble handoff shit doesn't happen. So, it would have been a much closer game, probably, and better game.
Yeah,
so,
sure. It's a totally different game.
I mean, we did get off to a hot start with fucking Josh Sweat intercepting the ball off Dak and taking it back to the end zone. So, we were up, I think it was 10-0, and then
yeah, that's when I stopped watching. Basically,
yeah. Then it went. Like, then it went 10-7, then 17-7, and then it just kept going back and forth from then on. But I think we just killed ourselves, basically turnovers. Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad. Because, one, we didn't have Hurts playing. So, like...
You don't have your...
Didn't really... I expected Minshew to do decent. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect him to, like, just be perfect. Because he hasn't played since, like, last season.
Yeah,
like,
to beat Dallas' defense, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. You're matching up against probably top three defense in the league right now. So...
Real good, unfortunately.
So... Yeah, I'm not mad.
What about the rest of the league, though? Because, I mean, we were talking about it before. Like, it was pretty...
You know, I want to talk about something interesting.
Yeah.
You remember when I was over here, we were watching the Raiders and Steelers games?
Yes.
And you said how Tom Coughlin was, like, still coaching or whatever. Not Tom Coughlin. Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
He was still coaching.
Yes.
You know, when you said that, they were losing. And I found out, like, later when I came home, they won. I was like, fuck. Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season.
Yeah.
And he's 7-8 right now. If he wins the next game, he's back to 500.
Wow.
So, I just found
he's
that as a
had
fun
one
fact.
Losing season in his
no,
time.
His whole career.
I did not know that they have been that impressive.
They thought this season was going to be his first time in a losing record. Wow. And they were like, I forget what record they were. I think they were like 6-8. They thought they were going to lose out the rest of the year. I just found that pretty fucking funny because everyone was bashing that shit this year.
Props to Tomlin, and I hope he goes out. I don't know if I said it in like a talking down type of way. I was just impressed that he's been in the league this long.
Yeah, he's a good coach. I like him.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't have a QB.
He's also a character.
Yeah.
I like Tomlin's interviews. He's got some funny bits.
Let me just see if that stat was right. I'm pretty sure that stat has been right. Tomlin's streak is one of the most celebrated runs in NFL. His 15 straight season without a losing record is the longest streak by head coach to begin a career in the league.
To begin a career.
So he has not lost.
Oh my lord, that's insane.
Yeah, he's on a 15 straight season thing right now. If he goes positive this season, it'll be 16 seasons he's had a positive record.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty funny.
Wow. He's got to win his last 2 weeks, though. That's
okay. Yeah.
Win or tie, I guess.
But yeah, win or tie.
He needs to win.
He needs to win. He needs to win one more to tie the record, like his make 500. I'm curious who they're last playing.
But you can't go 500 in the season anymore.
No.
That's like
kind of weird. So you either win out all and not have a positive record, or
that's kind of
you got to win them all.
That's kind of weird.
I know they're versing the Ravens this week coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it this week?
Yeah, their game got flexed to 8:20. They took the Broncos off prime time, which I'm not mad about.
That's good.
That's a good game on prime time now.
So they have two division games, Ravens and Browns, which are very winnable in their case scenario, because Ravens don't have Lamar. I don't think he's coming back. He's probably out for season.
Right? Yeah. He might come back this.
He's gonna come back playoffs, but they're done with him for the rest of the season. Probably they're probably just gonna rest
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they're probably going to
rest him. He might play this week.
They ain't going to play him. It's kind of like how Jalen Hurts is right now.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Because they're saying Jalen Hurts can play next week, but should they really?
Defense is pretty decent, too, but...
Who, the Ravens?
Yeah.
I mean, they got a pretty good defense, but...
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what the call is.
You think Huntley can carry a team?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's a decent backup, but it's what they got, and they got to work with it. So,
Jacksonville is very surprising me.
So, what did they do this week?
They did win.
They didn't win, right?
They did win.
Oh, they did win.
Yeah, they did win. Mm-hmm. They beat the Jets.
Yes.
That was terrible.
The Bills.
You like the Bills?
Yeah.
Are you a front runner, or what's the deal?
What do you mean by that?
Right now?
I mean, in general. How did you start to like the Bills?
I just got back into watching football this season, and I just always
decided I'm going to pick the number one team in the league.
My cousin has
a lot of family people who are Bills fans.
Oh, there's a reason. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
My cousin's like diehard Bills fan.
But it's funny because some of his family members are also Jets fans, so he picked the other team.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Giants. I like the Jets. Jets played a terrible game. Jets are going to be the Jets at the end of the day, but I like watching the Bills.
Okay.
No matter how good they do next season, if they do shit, I'm still, that's going to be my team.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, fair enough.
That's just how it works.
I enjoy that. Okay, so that's your team.
Yeah.
How did they do this week?
Against the Bears? Yeah, they did pretty good.
Yeah. That's a game they should win.
You guys saw off mad slow nice versus the Bears, though.
Yeah, it was slow.
It was slow.
Yeah. What do you expect? What do you expect a front runner in that division to come out and play?
Yeah, but that was bad. They were probably like till halftime, neck and neck. as soon as halftime kicked off, the Bills just went off.
Well, that's what happened. Coach pulled them in. He's like, guys, you got to get your heads out of your asses and let's go to fucking work. And they went to work.
Yeah, basically. So.
What happened with the Giants? The Giants,
Giants.
They're going lost. Down.
Giants lost.
They
right?
They lost to the Vikings. Vikings.
Yep.
They lost 27-24.
They should have a good matchup this week, though.
They versus the Colts.
Yeah.
What about the Bucs?
Buccaneers, they just beat Arizona.
Okay. What's their record?
They're 7-8. And they're the leaders in the division. They're
the division at that point, I'm sure. Who else is in that division?
Panthers, Saints, Falcons. You know what's crazy?
I meant who's second.
Oh, Panthers.
Panthers are at second.
With a 6-9 record. And the Saints are 6-9, and the Falcons are 5-10. So Falcons win, Saints lose, Panthers lose, Buccaneers lose. They're still in a playoff race for the whole division. That's crazy.
Is that the overall worst division in the NFL?
I'd say so. I was thinking about the Chiefs division, but no.
What's the Chiefs division rated out? What do you got?
Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos. So you got the Chiefs 12-3. You got the Chargers 9-6. You got the Raiders 6-9. You got the Broncos 4-11.
Not nearly as bad.
No,
that's the worst.
Because it's just like that whole division with negative records can fucking make the playoffs.
But that's where all those positive records in the NFC East are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
How did the formerly Washington football team do?
They right now are 7-7. They just lost to the 49ers.
So they lost as well. They lost to the 49ers. How are the 49ers doing? They're looking hot, right?
Yeah, their defense is fucking...
Didn't they just plug in a quarterback?
Yeah.
They just pulled Garoppolo.
Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
He's actually pretty good.
He's actually pretty good.
I saw like a comp that I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, don't do that to the kid. It was a comp that was bad. It was
really?
Like a legend. Yeah, it was like a legend. I don't know if it was like a Tom Brady comp or if it was like a... It was a really bad comp. Like, I was like, shut up.
Well, they just gave him props because he's the only rookie QB to start a game versus Tom Brady and win.
Okay.
So, they gave him props for that. But he's looked pretty good. Like, I don't really think he's had a bad game.
No, not yet.
How many games has he started this year?
Two or three.
I think three. No. Well, yeah, three. You're right.
Garoppolo's been, like, mediocre to bad, right?
Well, no, Garoppolo was good. Like, he was winning the football games, but he broke his foot.
Oh, he's hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he got pulled.
No, he broke his foot.
Yeah.
So he's out for season. I think he broke his foot.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good backup to have.
Purdy's, like, making a case for it. Like, if they continue with Trey Lance, he's... And Trey Lance is shit. Purdy has
his Purdy.
20 something. Brock.
Like young 20s or old 20s?
I think young 20s.
Why is he not starting?
Brock Purdy is 23.
Why is he not starting?
That's what I'm saying. Because if Trey Lance does shit next season, which is a possibility, I'd just fucking roll with him. Because he makes the offense look so much better for 49ers.
Where's Garopp's going? Where's Jimmy G going?
Jimmy G is going to go to the Steelers.
That's probably a good spot for him. I'm not going to lie. That actually like fits in my mind.
Yeah,
he looks like
think.
Big Ben V2. He's
exactly.
Touch women at a bar.
Now, question is, where do you think Tom Brady's going to go? You think he's going
to
stay?
Home,
no, he's not.
Retirement.
You say he doesn't want to retire.
Well, now that the wife's gone and he's making commitment, dude, he's probably going until he dies. He's like, guys, somebody take me out of my misery. Just you have a clean shot of my head. Blindside, take me out.
Because he was in an interview. He said he doesn't plan on retiring. Yeah,
well, that's why. After the divorce, he really shouldn't anymore.
So
what does it matter? He's already given it all. Like,
yeah. So
has he turned his season around?
Not really.
No. He still looks like garbage. So
pretty much.
Him?
No, because he's Tom Brady. That's why they want him.
No, seriously, because you're gonna have to spend a decent amount of money, and you know you're not getting prime QB anymore. Like he really doesn't look like himself anymore.
He should go back to the Patriots.
He should.
That's where he belongs.
He should.
The Buccaneers don't fit him at all.
But I'm also pretty sure that Belichick just doesn't really want him.
Yeah. That is the case. I don't know where he... I don't even know if seen where else he would fit right now.
Pick one out of a hat. Where do you think he's going to go? Like, come on.
That's tough.
I know.
I don't even know because they... I was low-key wanting to say the
Giants.
Giants could use
them. Giants could use them, but
how weird would that be?
I'd kill myself.
How weird would that be?
Imagine him coming to NFC East.
He could.
That's kill. He could.
He's not going to be in the Bucks anymore after the season.
What?
No, it's a 1 year deal.
No, he was on a 2 year deal, but this is last season with them.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
Because he played previous season, and he retired, so then he came back for his final year. Yeah.
Other season.
So, he could go. He said all options on the table, so he can go anywhere. If anybody wants him. So.
I would love to see him limp into these playoffs and win it.
I know.
I feel like he would.
I knew it was gonna happen, but
how funny would that be? Team goes 8-9 or 8-9. Probably wouldn't have to go. Probably 8-9 or 9-8.
One of the LA teams he would go to, maybe.
Nah, man. Baker Mayfield's making a case for a team.
Yeah, he's been looking good there.
He's been looking good with the Rams.
What is he doing over there? Didn't he like sub in?
So, Stafford got hurt, and Panthers released him, and then the Rams claimed him, and then he was put in the game versus the Raiders?
Wait, hold on. Who released Stafford?
No, he's just injured.
No, who released him that they ended up picking him up?
Baker? Stafford's been with the Rams.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Baker got released by the Panthers. And then Rams claimed him since Stafford was going to be out the rest of the year. So
yeah, it was the Raiders.
I think it was the Raiders.
And then the Broncos, he had a good game too right after.
Yeah, the Raiders, he didn't start, but they put him in.
Right, they put him in after like a bad half.
I think
half,
the second quarter or second or whatever. Either second quarter or after the half.
Yeah.
And then he basically just won them the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And then next game, he won. Or was it versus the Broncos?
Yeah, Broncos.
This week, right?
Yeah.
So then he just versus the Broncos blew the shit out of him, 51-13. I was like, damn. So that's a conversation having the offseason if they want to keep Stafford or move on with Baker. I don't know.
What kind of contract's Baker on?
I think he's on a... I don't know. Because I know the Browns extended him.
Because if he got released... then he might not be on a contract. Like, it might be a one-year deal.
Yeah, I don't know how that shit works. Because I know the Browns extended him, and then he went to the Panthers, and they picked up that contract.
Right.
So I don't know how it works after that. I don't know if he gets released, if the Rams pick up the contract, or so forth.
If it's regular rules, it should be a brand new contract.
That's what I'm saying. It should just be the 1 year.
He should be getting paid a lot of money this season. He's probably making so much dough, dude.
Probably is after what he just had.
So, anything else good in football? Anything else good happen?
Tua's back in concussion protocol.
Oh, I saw that. Tua's back in concussion protocol.
I think it's like his fourth or fifth concussion.
But this season, it's his third, right? His third time on the protocol? Second or third?
I think second.
Second or third. First the Bills, he should have been concussion. That should have been a concussion.
It should have been three. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, so then
it should have been three. The Bills should have been the third concussion, but...
So, the problem with that is that, like, you might have, like, big-time problems going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with that.
I know Tom Brady to the fucking Dolphins.
Yeah, sure.
That just came in my...
Sure. That's weird.
That's weird, but...
But, anyways... That's why I stopped playing football. Was concussion.
Yeah, concussion or no joke.
That's why I always did not like it, was because how messed up it could make your head. And when you got, he should have been on the protocol three times in a season. Nah, I don't know about that.
Well, that's why, I don't know if you remember, you remember Luke Kuechly?
Yeah, of course.
That's why he retired, because he had too many concussions.
And he was a bullnose. He went in for every play.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way he played.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Tua, I don't know, because I think you have to have like 8 concussions, and then the NFL like forces you to retire.
Oh really?
Yeah. So he's probably like 5. So if he gets like 3 more, he's done.
That's not good.
I feel like 8's a bit too much though.
8 is a lot.
Eight is a lot, but that's where like,
I mean,
it's like the breaking point.
To be fair, did you ever watch a like Brett Favre's interview.
Yeah.
When he's talking about concussions, he's like, well, if we're going by, like, modern standards, I've had, like, hundreds, if not thousands of concussions. And they're like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm serious. He's like, you know when they say your bell got rung, that's a concussion? He's like, my bell got rung every play. He's like, every time in practice, you think, like, you think we'd take it easy in practice? He's like, no, those guys are working just as hard as I am to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so every time in practice, I get hit on the ground. You think the ground is a little bit softer in practice?
No.
Like, you think the dirt's treated so that I get some cushion pad? He's like, you know, you got so many concussions. He's like, you know, you come up seeing stars. That's a telltale mm-hmm. sign of having concussions. He's like, that's almost every other hit that I had. So you go back for how long he played. What did he play until he was like 43, 44?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Like almost the age of Brady, if not longer. Going back to high school, how many dings he's gotten, that's the problem.
There's actually, now that I think about it, there's actually a lot of QB controversies. You got Tom Brady. You got Tua. You got Aaron Rodgers.
What's up with him?
I don't know. I don't know. He signed a deal with the Packers, but...
How is he deep into it, or...?
He's in his first year of it. I think he's got, like, 4 years. I think he was signed for 4 years, but, like...
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But, like, that's... I don't know. His team... He has to get a better team. He needs wide receivers. That's all I really got for that one. You got Stafford. You got the Steelers. You got the 49ers.
Yeah. What's going on in Pat's land?
Who?
Patriots.
Oh. I don't know. I feel like Mac Jones is only in his second year. So, like, I don't really think it's controversial yet. Maybe give him another year. Then we'll see where it goes, but... I don't know. Zappy made a pretty good case, but it wasn't going to stay like that.
Hmm.
Don't really happen.
I'm trying to think what else. Did you mention San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really know. That's pretty much it for football.
Yeah.
Right, when playoffs come, that's gonna be different.
Yeah. Let's talk my sport.
Baseball.
Talk my sport.
Wow. Let's talk. Voice crack.
Let's have a nice split. Zach, what do you want to talk about? Throw a dart on the board.
I mean, I guess we're going into baseball.
No, whatever you want.
Ow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Gumballs, if you want.
Gumballs.
Gumballs.
What's your favorite gumball?
I had bubble yum for the first time in a long time, like a few weeks ago. It was amazing. But Big League Chew?
Oh, yeah. Probably. Best gum ever.
Yeah.
It's so bad, though. Like, it's so sugary. And
yeah, I know.
All that powder. I mean, you talk about them Lions real quick.
Lions.
How they're come up.
I forgot about the Lions.
Playing real good.
Oh, you forgot about the Lions. How did you say
I've been watching
forgot
the
about
Lions.
The Lions.
What's up with the Lions? Before we take a skip, what's up with the Lions? What do you do?
Me?
Yeah, what do the Lions do? What
they doing? They've been on a roll. They've been on... I think they just lost, though, sadly. They just lost, though.
They didn't
That's
lose.
What I thought. I thought they lost
they?
This week.
That's oh, yeah,
I,
the Panthers.
They lost this week. Panthers blew the shit out of them. That's right. But since before that...
Yeah, they've been playing real good.
They've been
good.
Playing
who's
really
playing
good
Q
football.
Who's playing Q for the Panthers right now?
Panthers?
Since they dropped...
Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
No.
Sam Darnold
no.
is the starting QB for the Panthers.
Are you joking? They dropped Baker for Sam Darnold?
They didn't
what's
give,
the point of that?
Bro, they didn't even give Baker like a chance.
They went through multiple...
Was Baker eating shit QBs. Or what's the problem?
No, Baker got hurt. Then it was the Sam. Then Sam Darnold was also hurt, so then he switched it back to PJ Walker, who came out of the XFL, and they played him. And then once Baker got healthy, they still played PJ, and then they started losing bad, and then they put Baker in, and then Baker got taken out. Sam Darnold went in, and then they dropped Baker. So it's been a whole shit show over there in Panthersville.
My goodness. So the Lions lost this week. That's why I thought we didn't talk.
Yeah, Lions did lose.
So
but
are they 7-8 or what's their deal?
7-8.
They are 7-8. They beat week 9 they kind of started kicking it. They beat the Packers, they beat the Bears, they beat the Giants. They lost to the Bills, but close game 28-25.
Right, they played them well. Yeah.
Then they beat the Jaguars 40-14. Then they beat the Vikings 34-23. Then they beat the Jets, and then they just lost to the Panthers 23-37. But their last two games are winnable versus the Bears and Packers. So if they win out, I think they can make a playoff push.
Okay. Maybe 9-8.
It's not like the Jets, they were 7-4 and now they're 7-8.
Yeah, it's rough. That's rough.
I don't know.
That's a slide.
Who's in the hunt right now?
Yeah. Lions been playing good. Despite the loss to the Panthers, they've been playing good.
What are overall. What's the Panthers' record?
Panthers? 6-9. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. As of now, they sit at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're ninth right now.
And who gets in? 8?
So, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think 7 get in. So right now, the top 7 teams are Eagles, Vikings, 49ers, Buccaneers, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders. So, if Giants lose out, they'll be 8-8-1. Damn, that's kind of tight.
Yeah.
Because you got Packers who are 7-8. You got Lions who are 7-8. You got the Seahawks who are 7-8. You got Commanders who are 7-7-1. And you got the Giants who are 8-6-1. So from Giants to Packers, kind of a close thing. Even the Panthers are in it too. With a 6-9 record somehow.
That's so weird. That's so weird.
Saints are in it too, even.
You know what's weird is because my mind is still in, like, the normal 16 game.
Yeah.
Because 6-9 means you're done.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Not now.
16 game, and now it's like, eh. Even 7-8 usually was like, yeah, you'd be lucky. You'd be lucky if you go 8-8 and clip a playoff spot. No. No. It's weird. All right, go baseball. What was the last time we talked? What did we hit? I know we talked Judge. Obvious.
Judge signed. But since then, Rodon went to the Yankees.
Yeah, we definitely talked about that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Benintendi.
Did we talk about the Murphy trade?
No. No, we did not.
Murphy trade. That was a good trade. I like that trade.
No, we did not.
I like that trade. So that ended up sending... Sean Murphy went over to Atlanta. Atlanta gave away Contreras. And Kyle Muller went over to the Athletics, and Contreras went over to the, did he go over the Cubs, or did he go back to Oakland?
Where the fuck is it?
Not the Cubs. No. Contreras went to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Contreras went to the Cardinals. It. What did the Cardinals give up?
I'm going to have to search it up. I can't find it. Was it that long ago? It wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was well before Christmas.
No, I don't think it was that long ago. Oh, here we go. I found it. Sean Murphy goes to the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm.
Which is an upgrade for them, yeah. I think.
It says former top prospect. Doesn't say what they traded him for. In here.
Really?
No, usually.
Well, don't. I named most of it.
So.
There's one guy missing.
Yeah, mine says they traded him with Oakland's return currently unknown. So they didn't have the full details on Oakland, who Oakland
Oakland's
got.
Getting Kyle Muller.
Yeah.
I know that. That's weird.
Chris Bassett, did you see that one?
I did see Chris
Bassett. He went to the Toronto Blue Jays.
I think that's a great move for Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto's looking decent. I don't know if I like them getting rid of Teoscar looking back on it. I think they do need a lot of lefty bat help. So, yeah, it's tough. Did we talk about Swanson? Swanson to the Cubs?
No, we didn't.
Swanson
we also didn't talk about Christian Vasquez going to the Twins.
I think that is much lesser than Dansby Swanson.
Yeah, I know.
Dansby Swanson goes to the Cubs. Which I think is funny. Do you know about his...
Isn't he from there?
No. Well, no. He's got his wife is playing soccer for that team.
Oh, for Chicago Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Joey Gallo went to the Twins.
Yeah.
Adam Frazier went to the Orioles.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know if you saw that one.
I like that move for them. We do need to talk about the elephant in the room of all the mess that's been happening.
Carlos Correa?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
I wanted him on the Giants.
Did we even get to talk about him going to the Giants?
No, we didn't even know that was happening yet.
Originally, what had happened. You want to tell the story? Tell the fairy tale? Or do you want me to?
I'll tell it. All right. So, on December 13th. December 13th, Correa supposedly was getting signed to the Giants for a 13-year, $350 million contract.
And pause, I have the full details on the Murphy trade
after this. Oh, that's good. So then, when did the news break?
So
this was very recent, though.
So this was not this weekend. I think it was last weekend. Right, so not this not Christmas, but the weekend before.
Yeah.
Right, we had...
Here it is. So, one week ago.
Yep.
So, apparently, Giants deal didn't fall through, and he went to the Mets. Now, nobody knew why he did that. So, then the story came out of that...
Well, what happened first was that... On the day that he was reported, I think it was Tuesday or Thursday or whatever day it was, he was reported that he was supposed to have his press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, them showing him off to the team. We officially signed this guy. And there was no press conference. So everybody was like, well, what's going on here? Then rumors started surfacing that they may have had questions about his physical.
So that's when he signed, then he left that.
And the reasoning for that, which I think is important.
Yeah, I'm going to say right now.
So I was I was listening to, you ever listen to John Boy Media?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have Talking Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to that, and they have the former MLB, Trevor Plouffe, played for the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about that, and he was talking about contracts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you're negotiating a contract, basically, like, think about it, it's all your agent's job.
Yeah.
You're basically hands off. And you don't want to be involved because then you start influencing things that you don't want to. Your agent gets you your deal.
You basically just wait till he says,
right,
this is what you're going to do.
You're like, we got the best deal for you. This is where we're going to go. And then they announce it as a team. We're
going
to sign this guy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is actually true until they do the physical, clear everything. And after all that, dotted line, pen is on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Until that moment, he could still technically talk to teams.
Yeah.
But the agent is basically covering his own ass because he represents people all over the league.
Yeah.
He probably represents people that are playing against this guy.
Probably.
Right? So the point is, he wants to keep respect, make sure that when he gives his word, my client is working with this team. Once we get the deal finalized, nobody talks to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as there's even an inkling of a team
concerned
or making any doubts that they're going to go forward with the deal that was proposed, that's like game on immediately. That's like, we have the opportunity to go and talk with every other team
basically.
But it gets a little different when we get to talk about what happened next.
Alright, so then didn't know what happened there, as he just explained, and then that story came out, but nobody really told it. So then it was announced he was signing with the Mets. For how long was he going to sign for with the Mets? What's his contract?
Be 13 years for 315, I think.
Yeah, so, no. 12 years, 315 mil. So, 12 years, one less. So, one less year, sign with the Mets. Then, a couple weeks later, 3 days ago, Mets reportedly concerned with Carlos Correa's physical. So,
Then everybody started to figure out why.
Yeah. So, according to his camp, whatever, the Giants backed out of the mega deal because they had a concern over Correa's ankle,
which had been operated on.
Yes.
What? Like, it was an Astro still.
Yeah.
Like, even a while ago, I think. like his rookie year or second year or something like
so that? Correa's camp didn't believe there was any issue. Correa quickly found a new home with the Mets, agreeing to his new contract. Stunning turn of events, but Penn hasn't hit the paper yet in New York. So, right now, Carlos Correa is still a free agent.
But the problem is they really want the deal to go through.
Yeah.
New York. And so does Scott Boras.
Yeah. The agent. I mean, I don't blame them.
Well, they have to. Because if two teams, think about two like, headlining market teams say nah.
Because I don't know if you heard this yet, but they already have a plan for Correa. Mm-hmm. That you heard it?
Well, Correa, there's only one person in the entire world of baseball that he will move to third base for. There's only one. And he's already done it before. In case nobody knows about the World Baseball Classic,
mm-hmm.
when they had to play together, was it Team Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I think it's Team Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico or
Dominican? I don't think it's Dominican, but it could be Dominican.
Could be. I don't remember.
When they're playing together, he will slide over out of respect for Lindor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That is the only reason that they're willing to sign for the length and the money, because they know that they can easily transfer him to third base, and he
yeah.
will agree to that move.
So if he does sign with the Mets, mm-hmm. it'll be Correa third, Lindor at short. Because they'd rather have that. Or he knows that's Lindor's spot, and he's the only person he'll move at a shortstop for.
Without making it a problem.
Yeah.
Oh.
So basically he says, we're going to move you to 30 because Lindor, he's going to be like, fine.
Yeah, I'm guessing they won't have Escobar.
That's
Escobar
the move.
That's
the move that'll have to happen. How ridiculous is that that they're like, yeah.
Escobar would probably just be DH.
Because Escobar's, I think he looks good on the Mets.
Unless he goes to the outfield, but.
It's hard to find him a spot.
I don't know.
But regardless, so what do you think? What do you think? You think he's going to go with the Mets? Or do you think he's going to find a new home after all this bullshit?
I think he will sign with the Mets. Because I feel like he does want to play with Lindor. I feel like, because with the Twins, he was all right. Because supposedly we thought he was going back to the Twins. He said he loved it there. He said he loved it there, wanted to sign back with him for a bigger contract, blah, 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 blah. I really didn't like the Giants signing of him.
I thought that was a good
move. I thought that was a very good move for them. I
also had to do that after the Judge thing.
I don't know if you've seen... Have you seen the Giants lineup with almost had done deals?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that lineup is ridiculous. I hope I can find it.
Some of them are a little stretch, but...
I don't know if I can find it.
I don't think there was ever a chance of them signing Judge, but...
I don't know if I can find it, fuck.
Regardless, what do you think, Zach? You think Correa is going to be a big boy and sign with the Mets, or you think he's going to try and
maybe,
find some other...
maybe.
Yeah.
If he signs with the Mets, I'm going to. Watch
I mean, you're
him
a
play.
Yankee guy. You don't really care about the Mets, right?
I like the Mets. Yeah.
You like the Mets?
Yeah.
All right. So would you enjoy his signing? Like, you've had a very.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, it would
you
be
had
good.
A very nice.
But like, you got Escobar, so you have.
We
no clue.
You also got that guy Senga. I don't think we got to talk about him. You got Senga.
Yeah.
Senga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they do have a good lineup as of right now.
And then,
the Yankees are looking good.
Conforto got signed, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to the Giants.
I'm going to step out for the bathroom.
Yeah. All right.
San Fran Giants.
You want another double X?
Almost.
No.
Sure.
Lineup. I want to find this, bro. That lineup is ridiculous.
So
low-key.
I saw it, too. It was wild. Dude, Aunt B's been barking for the past, like, 30
minutes. I know.
Straight. How crazy is that? I told my mom. She's like, I don't know why she's barking around everything.
I forgot. I don't remember what side was on.
So nuts.
But I know Judge was in it. Soto was in it.
Yeah.
Harper was in it. Correa was in it. Fuck, who's the other people? Was it Trey Turner? Was Trey Turner among that?
Maybe.
I think Trey Turner was among that. I know Judge was there. Soto. I think Crawford was still in that lineup. I want to find that so bad. I saw it literally, like, today. I was like, bro, that is, like, nuts. What else happened? Oh. I mean, A-Rod's not here, but I texted him about Justin Turner signing with the Red Sox.
You know what I texted him about?
What?
I'll let you finish. What did you say?
What did he say to me? He said, A-Rod. Where is it? Damn, where is it? Was it before that? I think it was here. Fuck. I don't know. Where did you text him?
Well, I texted him about Jeter Downs.
Oh, really?
Did you know about that?
No, what did you text him? What happened?
Who are you calling him?
I'm calling him to see what he says. Yeah. I want to see what he says.
All right. So, Jeter Downs. Yeah, see if he pops up.
Hello?
Yo, what are you doing right now?
I'm sad. I just bought, like, desktop for my room, so I'm staying
up. Oh, so right now me, Sal, and Zach are doing a podcast. I wanted to hit you up because we're in the middle of filming, but I want them to know what you feel about Justin Turner going to the Red Sox.
am I live right now?
Yeah, you're chilling. You're good.
Okay, so my whole thing is we signed Justin Turner. What was it like? I think it was like 1 year, $10 million.
Yeah, I believe so.
We couldn't sign fucking JD for one year, $10 million. That's a way better hitter and is a part of the Red Sox culture for the past 5 fucking years.
JD went to they basically swip swap.
Yeah,
they went to he went to the Dodgers.
Exactly. You want to pay Justin Turner? You want to pay a field position player that's been playing the field, right? I don't know if he was playing DH
He's gonna DH.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna DH for us because he's not fucking playing nothing. He's not playing third, which is his natural position. But you want to pay less. How do I even say this?
Less of a producer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. Like he does not produce as much as JD, and even if he does, because I don't know the stats, I'm not going to bring him up right now, but he's part of Red Sox culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's won a chip with us, and he's a part of that kind of, like, he's a part of that tradition, that 2018, you know,
right
team that kind of, like, died out, you know,
yeah.
First died out with Mookie. Now it's Chris Sale got injured. Now it's looking like Xander's out of here.
Yeah, Xander.
And we let go of JD. And now, today, we let go of Nathan Eovaldi, so it's like,
yeah, how do you feel about him going to the Rangers?
Honestly, like, I'm not surprised. Like, you know when you get, like, fucked up so bad as a kid that you just get bullied or just, like, you just get punched so bad, it's like, it's not even a shock to you anymore. It's like, all right, I got punched. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, like, I saw it and I was like, well, there goes that. Like, there goes another right. fucking bullet shot that Chamboon let off to the fans. Honestly, and I'm hearing speculation that we're not even getting any closer to a deal with Devers.
Yeah, it's not happening. So, you guys are definitely
yeah, it's true. Not happening, supposedly.
Last thing, A-Rod.
Yeah, so, honestly, I don't even think Devers wants to, I wouldn't even want to sign at this point. Like, if you're not making any moves.
I would.
Because it's like, right. What is your plan? To let go of everything? And also, to let go of everything and let our farm system isn't that good.
Well, now talk about what else they let go, A-Rod. What about my boy Jeter Downs is gone?
Oh, yeah, Jeter Downs.
He left?
I don't understand why we let Jeter Downs.
He got DFA'd. We talked about it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so tell him what you think.
Did you hit me up, Sal, or I hit you
up? I hit you up.
Sal hit you up, because he just told me about that. I didn't know he got released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we DFA'd we designated him for assignment.
Why?
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Think about it.
Because I was talking to my friend. I was talking to Panda more about it.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, like, even in the Dodgers organization, because he started in the Dodgers organization, we picked him up with the Mookie trade.
Yeah.
He's just, like, his development hasn't been that, you know, good, I guess, in a standpoint where, you know, we traded him for Mookie. And, you know, I think last year was kind of like the last year for him to actually prove himself and get to the bigs.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, the only reason why he, I think he's, like, 15th, or he was, you know, because we released him. He was, like, 15th on the Red Sox top, like, fifth, top prospect. So, you know, like, Marcelo Meyer was over here, and Blaze Jordan and all those. But they're all younger, so I understand. Like, Jeter Downs is, I think he's, like, 24, 25, so he's still young. It's just the fact is his development hasn't been as, you know, progressive as other players. But I, in a Red Sox standpoint, and like a fan, I don't know why the fuck Ryan Brazier still has a fucking job. He should be fucking mowing corn in Kansas. That's what the fuck he should be doing.
Fuck that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck Ryan Brazier still has a fucking job in MLB. But hey, man, I thought the deal was gonna be is if we didn't sign Devers. I mean, if we didn't sign Bogarts, we're going to move Trevor. We're going to move Story to short, bring up Jeter Downs, see the development, hopefully sign fucking Devers at third, and then our infield would probably be set with either rotating Bobby Dalbec or, what's this guy's name? Bobby Dalbec, and we just called him up last year.
Rob Refsnyder?
Nah, he's a beast.
He came from the Yankees.
He batted .310 last year for us.
He's a stud, dude.
He came from the Yankees. You're welcome.
Tristan Casas. There we go. Tristan Casas. So, but like, now that we don't sign Devers, like, honestly, who the fuck are, like, who are we banking on here to have a 3,100 season? Who are we? Christian Arroyo? Sell the whole fucking organization at that point. Man, if I was in Chain Blue was on my face right now, I'd sucker punch him in the fucking throat.
I bet you would.
Yeah, so you got hatred toward this guy, huh?
Yeah, fuck Chain Blue. He's been cheap for. Imagine. Imagine hearing on the news, right? The Red Sox offer Mookie Betts, what was it, fucking 10 years, 200 and something million, right? The Dodgers offer him the same contract, and he takes it. You know how frustrating that is? It's like, all right, well, we're not doing our job. Cause
That's straight up a middle finger.
That's straight up a middle finger to you.
Exactly. He basically took the same contract in a state that is going to fuck him with taxes even more. So honestly, he doesn't even.
I don't know about that. Massachusetts is pretty ass.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, California tax is fucking ridiculous.
So is Massachusetts.
Either more than California?
I don't think more. I think it's just in line.
Lives in the line of it.
I mean, yeah, fucking. You know, you're not gonna get the fucking same.
He's just the same boy.
You're not gonna pay the same taxes as you would in fucking Montana, but.
I want to get your opinion on one more thing. We just talked about it. How do you feel about the whole Correa situation? Have you read up on it, or you need a little
Dude, it's like why? It's like I'm not surprised because it's like I don't know what the fuck the Mets were thinking. Like the Astros didn't want to sign him to a big deal. Let him go. The Twins didn't want to sign him to a big deal. Well, they, you know, they paid him a hell of a
lot. No, they did.
They did, but I think he wanted somewhere else.
They did, but their version of a big deal is different than New York's version of a big deal.
Yeah, but I feel like they, you know, Twins, like, cap space and, you know, availability and, you know, the fact that they don't have that many players on. I don't even think they have one player on a max contract. Maybe Byron?
No, not even.
Not even.
I don't think so. So it's like they probably
their highest contract was probably Josh Donaldson in the fucking Yankees.
And he's gone.
Yeah, they had some wiggle room. So it's like giving him $30 million for 1 year. That's probably why they gave him the opt out. He's probably gonna ball out for 1 year and think that, you know, he's the shit and go try his luck somewhere. Don't get me wrong, he got the money, but now it's looking fucked. So yeah, I'm just like, as a Mets fan, it's like, well, not as a Mets fan, but like if in the perspective of a Mets fan, it's like, why are you even surprised? Like, What makes you think that? Oh, he didn't. He failed the fucking physical for the Giants. Oh, let's just pick him up and magically everything is okay. He's the most healthiest person of all time.
So last thing, where do you think he's going?
Yeah, where do you think he's gonna go?
Honestly, the fact that two teams like
Because the Mets are still Mets are still in on him as of now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like there's still a possibility that he still signs to the Mets. Okay, so I still think he's going to sign to the Mets. But honestly, like, if I don't see him going there, I'd say I'd say the Yankees might go and grab him.
Nah.
Honestly, at this point.
I don't even want
You don't think so, bro?
I don't even want that. I just hope they don't entertain
him. I would low-key,
honestly, bro.
It would have Yankees, to be in a bargain.
Yeah.
The Yankees would sign him, and the Yankees, I feel like not only is the money, because, like, think about it in a player perspective. You really think after getting offered the same fucking contract twice and failing your physical, you really think that another organization is going to give you the same fucking money?
No, that's what I said. It's going to have to be a discount.
It's going to have to be a discount. Big one.
Yeah, he's going to get, I say, he's probably,
if he goes through,
gonna get like a 7-year deal, closer to like 200. What was he at? 230.
What the Giants or Mets contract?
No. It's the same contract. He signed for the same thing.
No, he didn't.
He signed 1 year less.
Wasn't it 11 years, $230 million?
So he signed. Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
It was 315 for 12.
I know. Yeah, that was the Mets. Was it the same contract?
No,
the
Giants offered more money. 13 for 360.
15 for 12.
I think it was 13 for 360.
So the Giants offered him a 13-year 350.
Yeah, 350.
And then the Mets gave him a 12-year 315.
Almost the same AA.
Almost the same.
Those years might go down. I think that year goes down by 2.
So you still think he's worth that money?
I say he's worth, what's Trey Turner making? $30 million?
He's worth 29? At least that.
He's worth at least Trey Turner's thing.
No, he's not worth Trey Turner's.
He would be if healthy.
He would be if healthy.
If healthy, yes. But the fact that I'd say he's looking into the ballpark of like anything from 23 to 26 max. I don't know how many years, but 23 to 26 max a year.
I think he's probably looking at like 7 years. 7 years, 8 years, 200.
Contract.
I don't think the Yankees are gonna do it either, but
I don't think the Yankees are gonna do that.
I don't know. If you guys can get
them, they could use him at third or short.
They could use him at third, yeah, like Sav just said. They could use him at third short, but like I don't think they're gonna offer it though.
The problem is we need to get rid of some of the stuff we have to do that.
Get rid of Josh Donaldson's
old. It's not gonna happen. That's the problem. It's not gonna happen.
I mean, at this point, you guys are gonna need to shed some cap. You guys still have what, Hicks contract?
There's no cap.
There's no cap. There's we're no done.
Cap. There's no cap in baseball, bro.
No. Yeah, I don't know. It's looking.
I think the after Yankees that Josh contract. Oh my God.
Who else did you guys sign after that? I don't think you guys signed anywhere.
We got Rodon. We got Canley.
Canley. Fucking Rodon. Yeah.
Resign
Rodon. I don't know about Correa anymore. I forgot about Rodon.
There's no point.
It doesn't seem likely, but if it were to happen, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yo, you know Rich Hill got signed to the Pirates?
Yeah, I know. I think it's like 1 year, $8 million.
Sal goes, he's still around?
Yeah, I remember playing with him. What was it?
MLB.
We're talking about the fucking MLB The Show 09 with Dustin Pedroia on the cover.
that goes to show that my comment was correct. Yeah, Rich Hill's an old bat, dude.
Yeah, he's 43. Oh, wait. He'll be 43 in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. $8 million and you're 23 years old? Hey, man. Bro, we still have James Paxton, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
That was an amazing drop by the Yankees. Amazing drop by the Yankees.
I don't know, man, but as of right now.
You know what? You're not happy with the Red Sox?
The Red Sox are going to be in first place.
Yeah, first place.
Yeah, first place.
To go fucking home. Let me finish my sentence. To go fucking home.
What?
To go
they just lost
home.
All their good players.
Besides Devers.
Yeah.
We're gonna be the first AL East.
Hey, you still got Chris Sale. You got Jackie Bradley Jr., I think, still there.
Kenley Jansen.
The guy that came back from fucking a year and a half of injury.
Kenley Jansen.
Two games later to get fucking his fucking finger broken.
Kenley Jansen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rafael Devers.
If we sign him.
You have him for this year,
right? Yeah, him for this year. Unless you trade him. Yeah, they will. Man, you trade him.
They will. They have to. What else are they
doing? How are you going to feel if they trade him?
He's going to turn down every contract they offer, and they're going to have to be like, all right, who's going to give us anything?
Wait.
And then they're going to look like Mookie Betts all over again.
What if... What are you going to do if they trade Devers?
No, Devers is on his arbitration day right now?
Thing's on his last year.
Nah, I think he's done.
No, he has one more year left with you guys.
He's playing this year.
He's playing this year with you.
Also, though, they're just trying to figure out. Oh, so we have time. It's just,
you have time. It's more of if you want to keep him or if you want to get rid of him.
You don't have time. If you don't sign him before the end of this year, he is gone, and you know that.
Yeah. It's literally the same thing that's going to happen with that happened with this kid, Xander Bogaerts. He felt like the Red Sox waited too long to fucking sign.
Yeah. So now the case comes in where if you don't sign him, now they use him as trade bait.
You have to. There's no other option. Otherwise,
you're just playing him for a year and then you get nothing.
You're giving him away for no reason.
That's what I'm saying. It's literally now or never. Like,
still going to be a Red Sox fan? They can trade Devers?
I'm going to be a Red Sox fan. Am I going to watch the games? Fuck no.
That might be a rough watch.
Why would I go to a Red Sox game? There's nothing to see at a Red Sox game if we don't sign Devers. Who the fuck am I going to watch?
Jansen. And Turner.
Jansen, Turner, and Devers. Tristan Casas and Bobby Dahlbeck.
You go see Dahlbeck play.
Fuck Dahlbeck. That shitter. He should have done better last year. But we let go of a first baseman that I really liked. But, Francie Cordero.
You guys got rid of Hosmer too, right?
Yep. I don't know fucking why.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
The Padres were literally... He was a gift. The Padres literally were paying for his contract.
And then you let him go?
Fucking idiots, like...
That is true.
This guy, Shane Bloom, like, honestly eats... I don't even know what the fuck he eats for breakfast, but the oxygen isn't really flowing to that fucking big-ass head of his. Fucking guy, man. Yeah, I'm a Red Sox fan. But am I a true Red Sox fan next season? No.
Alrighty.
As of right now, hell.
Well, I'm going to say this right now. Saturday, we're recording another podcast, so be ready.
I was going to tell you, Kelly's in town.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's back, right?
Yeah, so we could if there's enough space, we could record with him, too.
Yeah, I'm down.
Alright,
dude. Alright, yo. I'll catch you Saturday then.
Alright, guys. Good luck with the rest of the podcast.
Peace out.
Catch you guys.
Peace.
Deuce.
What a guy. So, yeah, so that's Jeter Downs. Jeter Downs is
good. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. So, when you look back on the
Red Sox really fucking the bag right now.
Well, the problem is, look at that Mookie Betts trade. They have Verdugo left.
Yeah, I know.
Everything else is gone.
I know.
And he's not looking too hot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm trying to think what else, other moves that we had. Benintendi, I don't know if we talked about him.
He went to the White Sox.
Good move for them.
Good move for them.
Figure it out. Like, they really need to just figure
that
out.
That outfield got a lot better now. Especially with Luis Roberts there still.
Yeah.
They got Benintendi in left. Kill. Who's our right?
Who else we got? I don't know.
That's all I got.
Yeah, no idea.
That's all I got.
For baseball?
Yeah, for now.
That's all I think for moves, dude. I can't think of anything.
I can't think of any other moves. You got any moves?
I think, did we talk about Evaldi? Evaldi was a good move.
He went to the Rangers.
Went to the Rangers. Yeah, we didn't get to talk about that. I like him.
I like the move.
I like the move, and I think that Texas actually has a decent
I think they got a decent chance now.
On paper. On yeah. paper.
That's true.
The problem is they need to materialize and play, and yeah. that's another problem a lot of teams have when they go and spend money and just pull people from all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to go look, dude.
Talk about the Mets losing a great starter, but gaining another one.
Lost a bunch.
Who? DeGrom?
DeGrom, and then picked up Verlander.
They also lost
Bassett. I mean, that's, I don't know.
They lost Bassett, too. Got Senga.
Yeah, they lost Bassett, too. I mean.
They someone else, too. Didn't they get another pitcher?
I feel like I feel like it kind of helps the Mets, but like not at the same time it doesn't. Because if the Mets make postseason, he starts for them.
I thought it was weird that
his postseason Verlander's postseason numbers are shit.
Let's re-roll back Sean Murphy trade.
Oh yeah, you want to finish the details?
Full details. So the Braves literally just got Sean Murphy. That's it. We got the Brewers.
Was it a three-team deal?
We went to the Brewers.
Who?
Contreras. I thought he went to...
Wilson Contreras? No, the other... what's his face?
No, that's right. The other Contreras went to the Cardinals.
Yeah, the brother.
He got signed.
He went to the Cardinals, and then he got traded to...
He got signed. The other one got traded to the Brewers, and that's
what he went to the Brewers, yes. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So, that's what happened here. All right, so mm-hmm. I mistaked. That's on me. So, we had the Brewers getting Contreras. They also get Yoel... Hey Amps, no way I pronounced that right, from the A's. And they also get Justin Yeager from the Braves. Just low-end prospects. Then we got the A's. They got back a pretty nice haul, which I'm not going to lie. Like, it was pretty impressive. And they also have Leilingers just ready to play. That's a top-level prospect catcher. So it's honestly a pretty good move for them.
I don't really know how I feel about Contreras, though.
Well, that's why
I feel like he should have been the backup for the Braves.
Well, that's why I think that them getting rid of him was a good move from them to get Murphy.
Yeah.
For that price.
Yeah, but now you have Travis Darnold, whatever.
For who?
He's a backup catcher, right?
He might be.
Yeah.
Solid backup. You don't need much better than that. Well, the A's got Esteury Ruiz, who is the Brewers.
Yeah, I heard that one.
All right, we got Kyle Muller, the Braves number one, but that's with a caveat. That's mm-hmm. after they pulled up Michael Harris.
Yeah.
And they also pulled up Grisham.
Yeah, Grisham.
And they also pulled up, there's another one that they pulled up, I feel like.
Was it?
The pitcher. Why can't I think of his name? The rookie of the year candidate.
Oh, fuck. Come to my head.
Why can't I think of his name, dude?
I don't know. I can't think of it. Max.
Strider?
Right. Yeah. Strider. Spencer Strider.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, they pulled all of those guys up, and then Kyle Muller was the number one. So, really, he's more like a number four, number five prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good prospect. Left-handed pitcher. Then we got Frank Tarnock. That is the Braves' number six prospect. And then we got, with another caveat there, he's probably number 10. And then we have Roiber Salinas from the Braves, who's their number 18. That is what it is.
Huh.
Right?
It's going to be an interesting baseball season.
It's going to be really interesting. I think this is a good, real good, really good offseason.
Yeah. Honestly.
Like a really good offseason.
Very surprised by some names.
Yeah, for sure. We talked about... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to see, dude. I think we hit everything.
I think we hit everything as of now.
Mets got out of Vino.
Yeah.
Like, that's not much of much.
Well, he was there last season. He just resigned
him. Yeah, they resigned him. It wasn't really much. Yeah, dude. I mean, we're caught up.
I think we're all caught up. Mostly everything.
We'll see what happens.
Besides basketball, but basketball, I'll say that way, A-Rod.
Yeah, dude.
That's for Saturday.
Basketball is, I mean, we're also.
Basketball we haven't talked about
in a
while.
We're a solid hour 10 in.
Yeah.
Maybe we should hit it. Yeah.
I say so. All right.
That's good.
I think we're going to end
good
it here.
Show right there.
I'm going to make another one Saturday, so be out for probably a release Monday or Tuesday? Probably Monday. No, probably Tuesday, actually. Sorry, I'm going to say Tuesday because I need to edit it.
There we go.
So, I'll catch you guys on Tuesday. Peace.